Morris dancing is English traditional folk dance. And what you're seeing today is mainly dance done from the South Midlands area of England and also from near the Welsh border area, English-Welsh border area. What's the origin of Morris? No one really knows. It was first recorded in about the 14th century. Morris dancers came over to North America on the Mayflower. And there's a lot of Morris dancing now done in North America. It's not a social dance, it's a ritual dance. So it's usually done to celebrate the changing of the seasons.
Can you describe it?
How do you describe it? The Cotswold Morris, the South Midlands Morris, has a lot of people wearing white, flicking hankies, gay colours, flowers. People wearing rags and often with black faces. Those are more winter dancers. They were often done by out-of-work workers. Used to black their faces as a sign of disguise to try and go and get some money, because this was before unemployment insurance, things like that.
As far as Morris dancing is concerned, this is a style that goes back and predates Shakespeare. So there are villages who've been dancing the same dances for hundreds of years, doing the same stepping and the same dances. It is a living tradition where things are always changing, and there's a lot of symbolism as far as the harvest, the turn of the year, but there's also a lot of the professions, kind of homage to the common man and the everyday life.
It looks like fun too.
It is fun, and it's very aerobic, and we're hoping that Ketchikan will be interested in starting their own side so that we're not the only dance group in Alaska.
This is an English concertina. It's a idiophone, a Latin idiophone. It's a very good quality instrument from the year 1918, and it plays in any key. It plays in any key. I can only play in certain keys myself because I'm not good enough. Anyway, that's the instrument. It's a very nice instrument.
Ever whack each other with the sticks?
Yes, and sometimes ourselves.
Okay.
Actually, there is one person who has a bruise under her eye.
I noticed that.
She actually did get, I'm not sure she hit herself or someone else hit her. It was very close quarters when we were performing yesterday.